More details have been announced on the crop estimate. It appears now that Georgia will be producing 56% of the total U.S. production, 1,750,000 tons. That's up from 47% last year. Alabama and Florida about the same, 10.6% each. They'll average about 3,350 pounds per acre. Georgia will average 4,470 pounds of peanuts per acre. So that's going to be a record. That means that Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and South Carolina now produce 81% of the peanuts produced in America. This past week, the U.S. House passed a resolution that disapproved the Waters of the U.S. rule. This is being instituted by the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Resolution 22, which passed the Senate in November, will now go to the President. According to Tom Graves of Georgia, he said the out-of-touch bureaucrats in Washington need to leave farmers and agribusiness in Georgia and other states alone. He said the EPA has no business regulating small streams, farm ponds, and irrigation ditches. He said the Waters rule was finalized in 2015 with an effective date planned for August the 28th. Implementation and enforcement of the rule is delayed now under a federal court order pending the outcome of a series of lawsuits instituted by Georgia and other states against EPA and the Corps of Engineers. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.